This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in store.
Okay, and some news from Sony about headphones.
Sony's been working hard on their headphones, and these headphones are actually pretty cool. So this was the announcement that came in during the week from Sony's Future Labs, where you don't actually need to put these Sony headphones on your ears. It's called bone conduction technology.
What?
And so you wear it on the side of your face, and the idea is that the sound of the music goes through the bone conduction, goes through your bone, the jaw bones on the side of your head and into your audible canals.
Right.
And so it means you can hear the music around you, but also you can hear the sound of the world, but you can hear the music as well. They're not the first to do this.
Yep.
Philips have done this. Panasonic's done this. There's a whole bunch of them that have done
this. So you still put them on your head.
You put them on your
head. Because otherwise they'd have to think of a new name.
Yeah, exactly right. So, but you just don't wear them on your ears. Sorry, you wear them around your neck. You don't wear them on your ears.
So other people can't hear the sound, but you can still hear other people.
So you wear them around the neck, and the sound is directed upwards, and then that's how you hear them.
Oh,
so
there we go.
It's a little bit different, a little bit different. But look, again, it's Sony Future Labs.
Okay.
So they're not quite available yet. Now, also, before I mentioned that Oppo smartphone.
Yep.
Just remember, it's $199, but it's locked to the Optus network, right?
Okay.
It's prepaid and you own it, but it's locked to the Optus network, so you can use it with Optus and some of their resellers.
Okay.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in store.